calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Dave Raspatello and Dave Raspatello. Are you guys married all of a sudden? Or?
I don't know what you do to me here.
All right, we got
constitutional amendment here in Florida. We can't get married.
Let's back up here a second. We got Sean Raspatello and Dave Fortoad Cunningham, and we're joined by these folks from the great Raz Radio, that also simulcast the Bob Tuscan Show from time to time, if we're lucky. And I thank you guys for that.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I love all of your 15 listeners, every single one. Okay. No, check out their show Saturday nights, right? What is it?
Saturday night, 9 to midnight, yep.
9 to midnight, all right.
RazRadioLive.com. Or tf15.com.
All right, I didn't actually give out the website yet. TF.
It's all right. We don't want your five listeners.
All right. No, you guys couldn't handle them, man.
Yeah, it sounds like it's tf52.com or razradiolive.com.
All right, there you go. I'll send you guys an invoice. The cop, I don't even want to call him that. This scumbag who shot somebody dead in a movie theater.
Murdered him. Yep.
Murdered him. Just cold-blooded murder.
Over popcorn and texting.
Yeah, why don't you tell the story again? And everyone, I think it's been national news, has it not?
Yes, it has. Now, it's backed down off of national news recently. But yeah, it went national news when it first happened. Basically, this old-timer got mad at this guy for texting, left the theater, came back a little bit later, apparently went to complain to management, came back, started getting into an argument with this 42-year-old father of one, or 43-year-old father of one. As the argument ensued, apparently the father, the 43-year-old, threw some popcorn at him. The wife tried to separate him. The ex-cop pulled out his gun, shot her through her finger and straight into the chest of her husband, killing him on scene. If you see the videos of the arrest, is appalling to me, because if it was any one of us, we would have had 20 cops around us. We would have been, you know, hogtied and carried to the car. This guy has walked to the car with a cop in front of him, nobody else around him, handcuffed, and they have a little chat outside the car before he gets in the car. So it's gone on now. We're on week 3 or 4 of this, maybe even 5 of this going on. January 13th was the date. And the big thing now that they're fighting for is the defense lawyers are trying to get the video from the movie theater presented into evidence. And the reason why this grabs my attention, Bob, is because there's a video from the movie theater of the shooting. But we have no videos from Sandy Hook. We have no videos from Aurora. You know, there's never any videos when we want them or when we would like
to see them. Forget the
Pentagon. Yeah, that's
Pentagon.
Yeah, Pentagon. There's no
video. We had, what, 5 frames of that, you know?
Yeah. And then they released another one. I guess it was 06 or 07. They released another one from the other angle where you still couldn't see a plane.
Yeah, but even, you see, that right there, I think, has always been a soft spot, because the powers that shouldn't be, even if they do release a video eventually, it couldn't be that difficult to manufacture that video.
No, it couldn't. And you're right. We know that. I mean, look at the Osama bin Laden videos that where he got younger as the years progressed.
You know? Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing how living in the woods on dialysis, yeah, or living in the cave on dialysis, you know?
No woods, just caves.
Yeah, just caves, sorry. I live in the woods.
So, all right, so we got no justice for any of these other events. Well, they claim there was justice from these lone gunmen, but we have no footage, which has always been a major question. But yet they got the footage for this guy. Well, that's good. And the question I have is, why is the defense asking for this?
They're trying to claim that Chad is the gentleman's name that was killed. They're trying to claim that he was being aggressive and that this individual had a reasonable expectation of fear for his life. But my issue with that even is that this is a prior law enforcement officer. He retired as a captain. He was the founder of the Tampa SWAT team. I don't care how old you are. I think you have a higher level of control. I think you're more responsible to prevent what this turned into than any other individual in the street, even any CCW.
And if you're locked and loaded, you don't go around looking for confrontation like that.
Right, and you know what else came out after this all happened? Apparently a few weeks prior, there's another couple that has come out now and said that they had a very similar situation in the exact same movie theater with this gentleman. So this guy was, you know, on the hunt. He was looking, it almost feels like. And it was all over texting. The guy was texting the babysitter to make sure the three-year-old at home was okay.
During the preview.
During the preview.
Wasn't during the movie.
Yeah. So I think this case, the biggest thing for me on this case is, A, hopefully this guy goes to jail. But I think the biggest thing is that they've now shown that movie theaters have video cameras in them. And we all know this. It's not, you know, I don't think that's news to us. What did they say about Sandy Hook? They were changing the tape at the time of, you know, I think that's the excuse they gave why there's no video of Sandy Hook.
How convenient.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but we know that they had it because they had a security camera at the front door that's the way they buzzed you into the school. They checked your face on the camera. So we know they had cameras there also. It's just, I don't know, it's one of those things that it's giving us as the conspiracy crazy guys a little leverage to go, wait a second, for this one thing we have a video, but we have no video for multitudes of incidences. Just my thoughts on that. Dave, do you have any opinion on it?
Well,
I mean, you're right there. You're what, half mile away?
No. It's up the road a piece. It's up there in Pasco County. it is close to a mutual friend of ours.
Okay.
Like, really close to it. This is just where a cop thinks, you know, he's boss and he could tell everybody what to do, which is what they ultimately wind up thinking they could do, because they can. They do get away with telling people what to do. And even whether it's against the law or not, they get away with it. And this has been happening for decades. And finally, you know, there's starting to be some blowback. And I just sent you a link earlier that, you know, we were talking about people shooting cops. There was a guy there's a Texas man that's not being charged in a fatal shooting. Now, they entered his house with a warrant because he was growing weed. And he shot and killed one of the cops. And he was growing weed. And they're not charging him.
Not for the
so
murder.
This is... Well, they get
not
on
the killing, should I say?
Right, but this is like that. Really, I can't believe that's true, because in this country, it's the whole high and mighty exalted cops. They can do no wrong, and if they do, it's not that bad. Whereas, you know, you flip the thing around, and if we were to do that, you know, we get strung up.
Here's an excerpt from the article, Bob. Prosecutor Manny Garcia said the state had video not only from the day of the shooting, but also from the December 28th, when Reeves is believed to have gotten into a similar confrontation over texting with another moviegoer. So they've got two videos now. Two videos.
Lovely. Well, here's the thing that bothers me. there's video cameras in the movie theaters.
Why does that bother you? It's a private business. They have the right to record that.
Maybe I'm having a little fun with a girl. You know?
Right.
Don't you remember doing that?
You know there's video cameras routine? There, my friend.
I don't leave the house anyway. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, what girl? What are you talking about?
But I can imagine Dave playing footsie with some chick.
With his four toes.
All right, bad joke.
I don't pay for movies anyway.
Yeah.
Pirate Bay.
All right, we got to take a break, guys. We'll be back.
All right.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got open lines at 800-313-9443. You guys know this chick, Josie the Outlaw?
Never heard of her.
Yes.
Dave knows her. Okay, cool.
I just saw her today.
Well, she's got a new video out today that I was going to share. She asked the question, who owns you? Who owns you? Shall we have her philosophize for a moment?
I'd love to know who owns me.
Who owns you? It's a good question.
To whom does your life belong? Who owns you? Most people instinctively answer, I own myself. But most people don't actually believe that. What does it mean to own something? It means that you and you alone have the right to decide what is done with that thing. What is yours, you can use, you can trade, you can give away, you can destroy. So what does it mean to say you own yourself? It means that you and you alone have the right to decide what is done with your body and your mind, with your time and your energy. If someone else had the right to decide what is done with your body and your mind, your time and your energy, then he would be your owner and you would be his slave. So, are you anyone's slave? Do you pay taxes? Do you feel obligated to obey whatever the politicians decide to call law? Do you imagine that someone else has the right to control you, to rule you? Do you vote? In every political election, you are asked to decide who you want owning you, but owning yourself is never one of the options offered. The only choice you are given is the choice of which politicians will coerce and control you by way of so-called regulation and legislation, and confiscate what you produce by way of taxation. Whoever wins, you will be extorted and dominated. When you vote, whether you win or not, you are accepting that someone else has the right to rule you. You are conceding the state's authority over you. You are agreeing that you are going to be someone's slave, with the only question being which political master will own you. If you believe that you have an obligation to pay taxes, if you concede that it is up to someone else to decide how much of your earnings they will let you keep, then you are their slave. If you own yourself, you don't need the permission of anyone, any individual, any group, any collective, any country, any legislature, to run your own life, make your own choices, and keep the fruits of your own labor. As long as the politicians see you voting, petitioning, protesting, and campaigning, begging for tax cuts, whining for different legislation, as long as they see you timidly obeying whatever commands they issue while begging them to change their so-called laws, then they know that they own you in mind and body. Writing or calling your congressman merely tells him that you still think he's important, that you still view him and his fellow parasites as authority, and that you still think it's his choice whether to let you be free or not. As long as you play their games and legitimize their system, obeying their so-called laws and paying their so-called taxes, acting as if they are your rightful lords and masters, the tyrants know they have nothing to fear. The slave master doesn't mind his slaves pitifully begging for mercy, as long as they keep obeying and keep producing wealth for the master to steal. Those in power aren't worried about elections or petitions. What they do fear is that one day their victims will realize the truth, will stop believing in the divine right of politicians, will stop calling liars and crooks lawmakers, will stop calling the tyrants, mercenaries, law enforcers, will stop believing that anyone has the right to rule them, will stop imagining authority where there is none, will realize that they own themselves, and will stop bowing to the parasitical, anti-human beast called government. If you own your time and effort, and the fruits of your labor, then stop asking nicely to be allowed to keep it. If you own yourself, then stop asking nicely for legislative permission to run your own life. If you actually believe in unalienable rights, in individual liberty, in freedom, then stop asking nicely for the sociopathic parasites to let you be free. For humanity to be free, people need to stop thinking, talking, and acting like slaves. Stop bowing to megalomaniacs. Stop paying tribute to sociopaths. Stop obeying political parasites. If you truly understand that you own yourself, then start acting like it.
Pretty rocking, hmm?
Yeah, that was, I mean, it's true. Let's be honest. It's pretty damn true, in my opinion. It's just, how do we own ourselves then?
So now you're becoming an anarchist.
As I know.
Dave's been trying to push me over that ledge forever.
I'm not. I'm not pushing you over. I'm just showing you the path, man. You're coming. I don't even. I'm not even doing anything. You're coming. You're right there, man. And I hate to use the word anarchist because
I thought it was voluntarist.
Right. By the way, our friends from Rebel Link, who are gonna be the lead singer, is going to be on our show this Saturday. Was the end of that?
I was rocking out. Yeah, I was rocking out to it. I love Adam. He's a great guy.
Yeah. So,
I don't know them.
I'll hook you up, Bob. They're really great individuals. They've got their music, obviously. I'm sure you've heard their music. Their music is just incredible. And it's right up front with what we talk about. And they live true to what they sing about.
Yeah, they're the modern day Rage Against the Machine, because they sound a lot like them, but they're very liberty oriented. And I don't think any of their songs are clean enough to play on regular radio.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of them are. So I was saying to Bob when we were talking off air, you know, my son knows all the lyrics, and he knows what words he can't say in those songs, but he loves their music, man. He just sits in the back of the car rocking to them.
How old is he again?
5. I teach him young.
Awesome.
I teach him young, man.
So let's go back to this girl, Josie the Outlaw. You know, what is it that you have to do? And she's right. You notice she's not saying we all have to band together or we all have to do this. She's saying you do it. Like, I don't pay tax. I haven't filed for a long time now.
you never needed to.
Point.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was still working when I stopped filing. I do my best to avoid taxes. I live my life as if, you know, like I drive around the area. I very rarely put my seatbelt on. When I'm on the highway, yeah, I'll put it on. Sometimes I'll go around the block, down the block, I'll get myself a six pack, and I'll pop it and I'll drink one of them before I get back to my place. Because,
oh no.
Right.
Don't do that.
There are other substances that I consume that people think I shouldn't. And I live my life as a free man, and I ignore the government. I don't vote.
Of course, he's talking about diet soda, which you really shouldn't drink. That aspartame is nasty.
Stuff will get
you.
Yeah,
I know. High fructose corn syrup, too.
I'll get you.
You really just got to start living your life. Now, most people can't live my life because of this. I mean, you
know what they want to, but yeah, I got you.
Right. Like, Bob, you couldn't do that because, you know, you've got a family. Same with Sean. You know, he's got family. He can't be as... I can't curse.
Good catch.
But, you can't be as flippant to the law as I can. You know, because what do I got to lose? That's the best part. What if I get arrested? Big deal. I spend some time in another jail cell, you know, because I like I said, I rarely leave this house. So I'll just spend some time over there eating worse food. Probably lose some weight.
I hear you. We'll take a break and come back in just a second.
The Bob Justin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, we'll go back to the phone lines. We have some lines open if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. I want to talk to Tom now. Tom's in our home state, Sean, and Dave of Florida. What's up, Tom? How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I don't know if I've called into your show or not, but...
I don't know if I've called into your show either.
Well, anyhow, starting to feel a little bit like, well, I've reached a point where everything that you talk about, everybody talks about on all the shows, actually could be resolved one simple way, and that would be to get truly a constitutional sheriff in your county. Like I always say, you're not going to take back Washington, and you're not going to take back your state, but you possibly, if there's any hope at all, and take over your county.
I'm for that. What county are you in Florida?
Oh, well, actually, I should say mine will be one of the last to be taken over. I live down in Broward County.
Oh, geez.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is my representative, and my sheriff's name is Scott Israel.
Oh, I know. I grew up in Brown.
Well, we'll be the.
Where are you? Where are you at? Let me guess here. Western Florida.
Just Lauderdale.
Lauderdale. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But anyhow, what I was saying is, and again, I'm not so sure. I know they have the Constitutional Sheriffs Association, you know, with Sheriff Mack and all that.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know how far they're willing to go. They say they want to be constitutional sheriffs, but however, if they truly did take a county and turn it into what it should be, a liberty zone, hey, you know, driving with a plate on your car would be optional. Having a license to drive would be optional. If you wanted to put an addition on your house, hey, just go ahead and do it. You never could have your house taken over by, let's say you say, hey, look, I'm not going to pay my property taxes. Because why should that? I'm not going to get into all that. But anyhow, you name it, you right back to, you know, truly, you could throw the yoke off. And, of course, he would establish a militia. This would take a county where everyone's on the same page, because he would only be able to do this if he had enough men behind him, not necessarily with violence, but with the implied threat of violence, which is what everybody, all of us, stand up against, because you start saying, well, if I did such and such and then a police thing, I saw them arresting someone, let's face it, 100 of them would show up to fight with what, 2, 3, 4 of you, even 20 of you. But if it was reversed, there would be no violence, but let me tell you, nobody would be standing up to a sheriff with 5,000 men standing behind him with, you know, rifles.
There is a place in America where you can go and live like that.
Where's that?
I listened to this other talk show called Free Talk Live, and they're out of Keene, New Hampshire, and they're not doing it.
They're not doing it. They live in fear of their judges. There's not one judge who would be able to pull off one thing in a county with a constitutional sheriff. You know, when you hear all these stories, again, I've been listening for quite a while, and I don't care what. Everyone keeps saying, well, this happened, that happened. I was going up against the police, and then this happened, and then they lied, and then blah, blah, blah. Hey, you go right to your sheriff. Your sheriff would have a real grand jury. That wouldn't go on for very long at all. If a judge pulled any stunts in the courtroom, he'd go in there and collar the guy and haul him out. And he'd have plenty of men behind him.
Which is their position. You know, look what happened to the I think it was Liberty County, Florida. I can't remember the sheriff's name, but
it was Liberty County. Yeah. His name is Sheriff. Oh, geez, now I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I know you're talking about, because I sent him an email, and I sent an email to the governor. The governor reached down and took him out. Now, we think about it.
Well,
the sheriff and the county attorney general,
Willie Meigs.
What's that?
The attorney general said, yeah.
It was Willie Meigs who got him involved, and Rick Scott didn't do anything about it.
Well, all I know is Rick Scott lives in a county in Florida, and who's the sheriff? He should have gone with his men right to Rick Scott and said, hey, come out here. We're calling you out. We're taking you to jail. I mean, think about it.
Now. Nick Finch. That's it, Finch,
yeah.
Yes, that's it. Now, think about it. 31,000 counties plus in the United States, and not one single one is a liberty zone with a true sheriff. And I'm thinking that's the bottom line. We can talk and talk and talk and talk, but until you get a sheriff, and a guy, he's not by himself now. He's got to have, he can't do it alone. He has to have all these citizens in his county, and I'm talking about men, who are understand what's going on. Everyone's got a rifle. Yeah, 22, a shotgun, maybe something more sophisticated, and they can all be called up instantly. Let's say you're in the county and say, look, I'm going to start myself a little business. You wouldn't have to get a license. Say, I'm going to cut hair. I'm going to get myself a stamping machine and start making parts. You would do what you wanted to do. And if, let's say, the EPA came in, how many guys are going to send? Oh, they'll send a few agents to begin with. Maybe they'll end up sending a SWAT team in. Wait, SWAT team? That's nothing. Sheriff picks up the phone. Five, you know, 100 men show up. They send 100. He picks up the phone and says, oh, we'll bring in the next brigade. Now he's got 1,000 men. Who's going to mess with that county?
Who pays the sheriff? The government. This will never happen.
Well,
this is why,
yeah, okay.
This is why things are screwed up as they are now.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm saying, it probably never will ever happen, because out of 31,000 counties, not one has done it yet.
Yeah.
And if one did do it, think about it.
It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Well,
smoke blown we do.
Well, the show is over, really, because if you can't take over the smallest, what do we call it? It's a political cell. That's your county. you can't take over your county, you sure as hell ain't going to take over your state, and you aren't going to take over Washington. And I've just come to the conclusion, that's it. I mean, there's no more talking. Got to take over the county. Sheriff's got to basically say, look, this is a liberty zone here. You can do, you know, this is where you can do what you want to do. And I'm going to protect you, and I got plenty of men here to back me up. And
Let me ask you this question. Now, we all live in Florida. How do we get past the constitutional free zone that Florida is 100% in?
I'm telling you. If you got it, let's say Broward County. It'll never happen. But let's say Broward County. I go to the gun shows here. I used to go to them. All kinds of people show up. And we got, I don't know how many people live in Broward County. I got a million, okay? Surely we could have an army of 40,000 men with rifles in Broward County. Constitutional free zone? Hey, who's going to enforce that if the sheriff says, no, you can't do that here?
Yeah.
Come on down.
That's a good point.
The worst thing that could happen is, and of course it would be the worst thing, let's say they send in the National Guard, and they say, hey, we're going to send 5,000 men down to this county, and of course 40,000 men in the county show up. I would think that would at least make some kind of a, I mean, I'm not sure whether it would be a gun battle, but let's say it did ensue in a gun battle. Hey, it'd be like the first shot in the Revolutionary War. People say, what actually happened down there? Well, there was a guy trying to start a paint factory. The EPA came in. The sheriff backed him up. Then the EPA went and, you know, we got the National Guard. Then 40,000 guys showed up with rifles, and there was a hell of a battle. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, it would certainly, I hope it would never come to that. Because what I think of is if you could do that in a county, you would have the exact thing that they use against us. It's a two-edged knife. The implied threat of violence. I mean, the reason you don't do anything against the government because you're a homepage, you don't even want to go up against those guys. Well, how about a bunch of guys coming into a county and all of a sudden thousands of men can be called?
Immediately. I think you're on the right track, and I do agree with you 100%. I mean,
and it's the only answer. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, meaning I've been listening, and all it turns out to be is a bunch of people kvetching about what they did, look at this, look at that. Wait a minute. It's all over, at least in one county. And, you know, if people from another county look over and say, damn, that guy, he put an addition on his house and nobody bothered him, and I got code enforcement up my kazoo over here. Hey, I want to be free, too. Let's get ourselves a sheriff like that. It would be like Ron Paul says, you know, liberty's contagious. They say the most powerful teacher is example. Hey, convert a county. But there again, I'm dismayed because 31,000 counties and not one converted yet.
Can I reverse you back to the earlier conversation we had in the second hour about law enforcement and what we see as the problem with it? And unfortunately, you know, you can hire the sheriff or you can vote in a specific sheriff, but then you have to change the mentality of all the people below him. So,
it would be a whole new change. Another one, I don't think you'd have municipal police because what are they doing there? Nobody's been elected. Here in Lauderdale, I think the mayor appoints them or something crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
in Charlotte County. We don't have municipal police in Charlotte County.
Well, you're actually one. That's good because now at least you got a sheriff, and that's what because they're trying to phase them out in some places.
Yeah, no, we're 100%. Well, let me correct myself. Punta Gorda does have its own police department, but that's a small little town within our county. That's the only.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to take our final break for tonight, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very good idea, though, Tom. We'll consider that and come back and comment on it some more when we come back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Hey, thanks, Sean and Dave. I appreciate you guys coming on.
Well, we appreciate you having us, man. It's been a blast. It's nice to be the sit back and relax guy for once.
Yeah, I know. I've had a great time sitting back and relaxing.
You know, and your listeners know their stuff. I like that. People busting out the 14th Amendment and, you know, the Admiralty laws and... Our listeners aren't as astute.
Don't use big words now, Dave. It's the end of the show.
Well, I don't want to say. We have some of our listeners are listening. I don't want to call them dumb. they're not as up on it as your guys are.
Well, you know, it has been a blast, Bob, and we really appreciate the time to come on with you. And I've had a blast. I can't speak for Dave, but I definitely have had a blast. I wanted to bring your attention, Bob. Chula Vista, which is in California. Did you hear a story about a firefighter getting arrested?
No, I didn't. Tell me about this.
All right. Well, basically, they responded to a rollover accident. And I did EMS for 10 years when I lived in New Jersey. And when you're at the scene of an accident, scene of a fire, fire and EMS have control of that scene. Well, the fire department parked their truck in a specific manner to protect the rescue workers working at the accident scene, and a cop told him to move it, and he said no. So they arrested him, put him in the back of a car.
Is this an older story?
No, this is a new one. I know the one you're thinking of, which is an older story. This is a brand new one that just happened.
This is deja vu.
Yeah, it just happened again. There's some video out on it, and they released him a half hour later. But they put him in custody, put him in cuffs, put him in the back of the car instead of worrying about the people laying in the vehicle that's upside down.
See, that's where the accountability has to start. The accountability has to be when you put handcuffs on somebody, and it was wrong. That's when you have to start getting, you got to start docking them pay or firing them or whatever it has to be. It's got to start with the handcuffs because they got these BS rules, disturbing the peace or disorderly conduct, you know, which is a completely subjective law. You know, the guy could be, well, you know, just make it up. Well, you're disturbing the peace. I'm going to lock you up.
Yeah. Well, and you know? the CHP, California Highway Patrol, and the Chura Vista Fire Department were scheduled to meet on Wednesday to discuss the incident. But again, like I said, as a former EMS personnel, I did it for 10 years almost, when you're on the specific scene of a car accident, a house fire, or even just a medical emergency, the command officer from the fire department / EMS unit has control of that scene, and they're the ones that make the difference. This cop wanted the lanes open to get traffic flowing. He wasn't concerned about the safety of the rescue workers working on the patients within the vehicle. And that's where the issue with me starts.
Yeah, well, it's California cops. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Those guys are, they seem to be the most corrupt state of police.
You ever worked anywhere. In Jersey State Police, man? Oof.
But I'm not saying state police. I'm saying, because, you know, you got the Oakland shooting some years ago, and, you know, it's the stuff that happened in L.A. and blah, 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 blah. You know, they're not nearly as bad as New York cops, though. Well, the New York cops are just only doing stop and frisk. These guys, I mean, they're arresting their own, like, people. The cops, and, you know, police and firemen work together, and now they're arresting them.
Yeah.
They're so out of control.
I got the article posted up at Raz Radio Live if you want to go check it out when we get done here. There's some video involved with it, and it's just worth looking into. I do know the incident you're talking about. I believe that was in late 90s, early 2000s, the one you're thinking of.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it just goes back to what we talked about in the beginning of the second hour of where are these law enforcement officers' brains? What are they thinking? Why do they think they are above the laws they're hired to enforce?
Police state.
I knew you were going to say
that. And you're paying for it.
You're all paying for
it. Here's the sad part about this. You know, it's not like it's another country coming in here and occupying this place. It is these people that are doing it are your brothers, your fathers, your sons. You know, they're people, they're your next door neighbor. They cook you chicken on Sunday and arrest your ass on a Monday because you walked funny, you know, and nobody realizes that, you know, the government / the bankers / the police, they're Americans. It's they're doing it to themselves. We really, I can't wait. Very end of the show. I got to mention that I've got one foot out of this country. I've been looking at Latin America for years now, and I'm glad we avoided the whole chemtrail talk.
2 hours and 53 minutes, Dave.
Yeah.
Before you said Honduras.
I didn't say Honduras, but yeah. You know what I mean.
We know what you meant.
I got one foot out. I want to live in the
area. Is that what you're looking at, Honduras?
Honduras, yeah. Well, somewhere around there. But do you know that most of Latin American cops have to buy their own bullets? Nobody's dog's getting shot by accident. No, there's no innocent bystanders. I watched a video where a guy was going after two cops with a, what do you call it? A hatchet. Yeah, I almost did it again. With a hatchet. And they wouldn't shoot him. They're like trying to fight him. In this country, if you just look at them funny, they shoot you.
Well, that goes to, you know, Bob. Have you seen, I'm sure you have, I shouldn't ask you, have you seen, but, you know, yesterday or the day before it came out with what Scalia said at a question and answer he was doing at a law school in Hawaii. Have you seen this quote yet?
Actually, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Oh, you haven't seen this one? Oh, my goodness. He was at a school in Hawaii, a University of Hawaii Law School, and he was doing a question and answer period, and they got into the question of the internment camps back in the 40s for the Japanese. For those of you who don't know, back during World War II, the country was all worried that the Japanese Americans were working with Japan and they were being spies, so they took them and put them in internment camps. Would we call that a FEMA camp now, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what we would call it, right?
Well, it's actually a concentration camp is what it's called, yeah. Because you're concentrating these one particular people.
So he said, you are kidding yourself if you think the same thing will not happen again. That's what's going on. The panic about the war and the invasion of the Pacific and whatnot, Scalia said. That's what happens. It was wrong, but I would not be surprised to see it happen again in time of war. It's no justification, but it is a reality. So there's proof of FEMA camps almost.
Supreme Court justice says that.
It's just...
Yikes. That is scary.
These are the guys that are supposed to interpret the Constitution. If the Constitution says the sky is blue and the Supreme Court says no, it's green, then it's green. These are the guys that your presidents have put into power, positions of power. And one of them's a Monsanto guy.
No, imagine that. Huh. Connection to Monsanto. Could never picture that happening in our government. Not in the FDA. No, there's no Monsanto there.
No. Not the FDA.
It's just like the tumors don't grow on the rats, right?
Yeah.
We giggle a lot on our show, if you can't tell.
Yeah. What you're thinking about now is... I just like these shows get me all fired up, and I'm like, I got to get my passport together and get the hell out of here, you know.
You've been talking about
where are you going, Honduras?
I'm thinking Honduras because there's a free city project that's supposed to be opening up down there in San Paul Sulo, and it's supposed to be patterned after things like Singapore and Hong Kong. You know, Hong Kong has no natural resources, but yet it's a mecca for business because there's very little legislation there and they're allowed to, like the curler earlier, you want to set up a business, boom, you set up a business. You don't got to ask anybody for permission. So, I feel that, if people are going to come down and to create businesses, then a guy like me, maybe I'll start a trucking company or a hotel or whatever. I'll cater to those people and I'll die a rich man, hopefully.
Big hope eventually. Say, big hopes there.
All right. Well, I wish you the best with that. Let me know how that goes.
At least I got a plan. It may not be anything, but I'm not sitting here bitching about it on the radio. I'm doing something about it.
That's right. Oh, I'm going to buy a houseboat eventually, and then I have an exit strategy to go to Dave when the time comes.
When the flood.
When the flood hits.
We got Noah. It's got Noah over here. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight. It's been fun.
Bob, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out.